I'm Joanne.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet. I'm Jet. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Winnie.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Hey Mika, do you consider yourself as a foodie?
Hell yeah! Eating is like my favorite thing in the world. I mean, second only to shopping for shoes.
Women. So yeah, did you know there are some people actually making money by eating?
What? Does that mean I can get my shopping money through eating? Oh god, you finally listened to me. Just tell me everything.
Keep your panties on, Mika. Chill. So there's this 14-year-old boy named BJ Padu makes up to $1,500 a night eating dinner in front of a webcam in South Korea. Apparently, this thing is called mukbang sumirak. It is a way for those eating alone to pass the time while they eat. It's kind of like eating together through the web. Ew. Mukbang became popular because there are so many people in Korea who live alone, and they sure would like some sweet company at dinner. Padu's viewers can chat with him. It creates a sense of, you know, community. That's basically why they're paying to see someone eat.
Oh, that's so cool. I wonder if there's anyone wants to see me eating.
I pay to see you eat something, all right.
What?
Nothing.
So yeah, I can tell that I can make a fortune because I will be like on and on and on. Hey guys, it's time to eat. And after an hour, hey guys, eating time again. And in another hour,
on and on and on? Sounds delicious.
Okay, actually, what you told me reminds me of an article that I read before.
Yeah?
A beautiful flight attendant quit her job to offer crab healing services online.
Say what?
I never really find out if she can peel a crab so good and clean, or maybe she's just so stunning. But man will actually pay her to peel crabs and feed it to them. She even charges 10 yuan for each crab waste and an extra 5 yuan added if the customer wants to be fed by hand.
No shit. Do you have a picture of her?
Here it is.
Holy crab. I wouldn't mind if she gave me some of her crabs. Wait, that doesn't sound right. On that note, Mika, are you one of those people who take pictures of their food and maybe even include yourself in a picture next to the food?
Yes, I actually love taking pictures of food.
Well, guess you're in luck. Some scientists invested billions of dollars to make a spoon selfie stick.
Whoa, really?
Fuck no. Some bored person just basically super glued a spoon to the end of a selfie stick, and now you can take pictures of yourself while you are shoving food in your mouth. Yum.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Hell yeah, it's weird. Like, people can see other people's tonsils and rotten teeth. I'd probably give this as a present to someone's grandma, just to see the results.
Sounds cool. Speaking of old people, have you heard about the Hawaiian mushroom that can make people orgasm just smelling it?
You're going to give some to your grandma? Yeah, I heard about it.
Maybe. It's really cool. They say that the smell will make women achieve instantaneous orgasms. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I heard the smell makes the body feel like it's having sex. And half of the volunteers had an orgasm. Nice.
While it works on women, it is said to have no effect on men. And men describe the smell like it was weeks old horse shit.
Ew. So it smells like meal? No wonder. That's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, did you read the article I shared to you the other day about the cafe's name?
Yeah, that was crazy. Wonder what made them do it.
I know, right? For those who don't know yet, there's a coffee shop in London named, listen carefully, Fuck Coffee. Those assholes.
Yeah, the owner of the coffee shop name is Fuck Coffee, spelled F-U-C-K-O-F-F-E. If you read it fast, not really bad, but slowly.
It's telling you to fuck off. Nice. Some people thought it was hilarious, but then they also got complaints for the stunt. Anyways, I thought it was cool. So yeah, that's it for your weekly dose of news.
Thanks for listening to Newsline. Once again, this is Mika.
And I'm Jet, wishing you a nice week. Stay safe and use protection, bitches. Peace.
Yeah.
Hello, my dear audience. This is BNN Mini Theater.
Okay, here's your diced chicken with peanuts and your spaghetti. Please enjoy your meal.
Wow, seems wonderful. Let me taste the spaghetti.
Hey, what's wrong? Don't cry, my friend. Tell me what happened.
I'm okay. I'm just, you know, the spaghetti is from my hometown, Italiano. It reminds me of my grandma. She died of eating too much spaghetti.
That's okay, don't cry. You know what? I once went to a restaurant. They got very delicious spaghetti there.
Thank you. Thank you, I'm okay. Hey, what's wrong, my friend? What's wrong with you?
This spicy chicken with peanuts remind me of my hometown China.
I know that the Kung Pao GD is a famous traditional Chinese dish.
Who cares about the fucking chicken?
So what reminds you of China?
Of course it's an illegal gutter aisle.
But I got the things that you need to know. For that I'm hot talk on the radio. 89.3 CC, let's go. Oh, oh, oh no. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh?
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk Show. I'm the anchor, Jessica.
I'm Edward.
And our guests today are...
Hey, I'm Mika.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Linda.
Linda, why are you mad? This is Jet.
Okay, let's zip into the topic. The topic today is food and life. So at the beginning, let's talk about the most unimaginable food in life. You know, food from all over the world, impressive, are okay. So what's your opinion, Edward?
Okay, so there are many foods I can't stand in the world. I remember there's a very disgusting one, Italiano. I don't know the name, but it's like a kind of cheese. They put, you know, the baby flies, the little like white worms you see like usually on shit.
Oh, maggots, right.
So like, they put it in the cheese. Like, there's something in the maggot's body that makes the cheese like a special taste. I hope it's not their shit, because that makes it more disgusting. But anyway, the people, they eat the cheese with the maggots. It's actually bad for your body, but they say it's so delicious. Maybe Jet likes it, but...
I mean, I love cheese, but like, it's weird to have those like things thinking like crawling inside your body when you eat it, like in your stomach, and then maybe it would make babies, and then a lot of things will come out like under your nose when you're sleeping. You know, those maggots are really disgusting. So it's like maggots, you know, like when there's a dead body or a dead animal, there's those worms that eat the flesh, right? So that's how like people know how long they're dead, depending on how many maggots they
have. But I heard it's high of nutrition.
So it's like, Jet, you're already a dead person? Because I see like tons of maggots on you.
Oh, no. Anyways, right. So anybody else know any weird food? Like...
It's just, I can't stand all kinds of fried insects, like fried flies,
fried, you think that's called it?
Fried Yunnan province. I don't know what that tastes. So insects that are fried is disgusting for you?
It tastes like actually barbecue. I don't know.
Yeah, just sometimes it's because they tell you it's insect. If they don't tell you, it probably like tastes pretty delicious.
You too have ever eaten?
Well, I've been like cheated to eat it. They told me it was something else, and it tastes actually pretty good. But then they told me it was bugs. Well, you just don't have to think about it. Then it's okay.
Well, I actually ate a fried scorpion before. You know the scorpion, the ones with the tail that poison you?
Right? It was like in a trap, right?
Yeah.
It was alive before you eat it. You have to pick one, right? And they're all moving like that and shit. And then they cook it in front of you, and then they give it. Like me, my Japanese friend, and my other friend, we were eating it. It took us like 5 minutes to get the first bite because we were so scared. Like we would close our eyes and then you open your mouth and then something touches your lips or something, you'd be like, like, get it away. And but it actually tastes like
choy.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, not really good, but like, it's okay.
Well, I have a question for you, Jay. Like, why do you like that, oh, when you're eating scorpions?
Well, no, like, that's what maybe you would, like, when you're scared of something, touching your lips and you know what it is, you're like, oh my god, man, you become like a little girl.
Oh, I thought like the scorpion turned you on.
Oh, well, somehow it was a bit hard, so maybe.
So in which country you think, the people of which country who tolerate this kind of food most? Thailand?
Thailand, I think it's China.
Yep, it's definitely China. Like, you guys are weird. Like, you eat anything that would walk.
You know that the day when I first come to Beijing and I go to Wang Fujing Street, and you know in the street there is a snake street, and I go there is a fried scorpion and it's 15 yuan.
15? Wow, when I was buying it, it was 20. I am serious.
It was too expensive, but I know people who buy it are all foreigners.
Yep, that's me. And then it was really 20, oh my god, I think maybe because I was cold.
Is it delicious?
No, it really tastes like char. I'm really serious. Like, if you close your eyes, pretend it's like sheep, then it would really taste like char.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like, any of you like smelly tofu? Any of you guys like that?
Yeah.
You know, it's actually said that in China, many places, the smelly tofu is actually made of shit. But you eat it anyway, and you like it, it's because you don't know it's shit, right? So, actually not the smell of the food, is that it's because you hate it, it's because you know what it is. So just don't be that.
But won't you know that it's shit because of the color, like, and if you put a stick on it, it would not stick to your stick because, like, shit doesn't stick to your stick. I don't know about your shit.
No, it uses shit, but it's not, like, totally shit.
Oh, okay, so I thought it was just shit put in water, and then people just say it's chow tofu, and like, oh, okay.
And Jessica will never eat again. I can't bear it.
Oh, you guys don't know, because actually, after saying the story, maybe later she'll just look for this special chow tofu. You don't know what she likes.
Yeah, they're funny, like, in the boys' bathroom. I recommend. They're pretty good. And they're fresh, actually.
You know, I have I loved chow tofu, but, yes, I used to love. And I love fried chow tofu on the street. And that day when I talk about this in my family, my grandfather told me that's not a big thing. I can make it for you. And you know, the day we talk about it is in summer, but it's in that yet winter. My grandpa have, you know, it's authentic. Authentic, you know.
Made in China.
Yes. Used tofu and used all kinds of grades and use the ice and the snow to use the snow, use the melting snow to make it.
What was it good? Did it taste good?
It's so even worse than my imagination. So my mother and my uncle
went to the hospital.
Love it.
Oh, they love it. Okay.
No, they love it very much. But because I'm so serious.
You're really great.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's smelly? Have you tasted chow tofu meal flavor?
But I think the authentic totofu is not that delicious than I had tested on the street of fried ones. Made of shit.
Because in places of interest, there are some places called Changsha Chou-Dou-Fu, and directly air delivered from Changsha. And have you ever heard about it?
No.
No.
What's so special about
no.
it?
No.
Well, it's like all the crabs in China are in Yangzhou Fu. I think it's like the same thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, any other weird food?
Yeah, how about Dormy?
What was the weirdest thing you put in your mouth? I mean food. What was the weirdest food you put in your mouth?
I don't know, but one of my high school classmates, he told me that he ate a lot of things that make his some kind of function stronger. Like
I think I know this.
Like the egg of the chicken and the egg of the ox.
Oh, wait, let me write it down.
You mean balls, right?
Balls? You mean?
Oh yeah, balls.
Chicken balls. Wait. Let me write this down. Okay, so like chicken balls. What else?
Ox balls. Just like if you are lack of something and you can get it from the other animal's part.
Oh okay, so Dormy, keep eating chicken breasts. That would be. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, we cut that out. No, Dormy.
No, don't cut it. I get it. Thank you, Jet.
You know, like. Apart from balls, they actually eat the dick thing.
Oh yeah, like donkey dick.
Yeah, right. At first I thought like seeing girls eating it would be like pretty fun and sexy because like she's eating a dick. But after I really saw it was like really scary because she's actually eating it, right? She's not like sucking it or licking it. she's like biting it and chewing it. It makes me feel like, oh my god, what if it was mine? Like,
and you are imagining. You were imagining your being chewing.
What the fuck did you think? Did you think that donkey dick was like a lollipop and they would just like lick it?
Yeah, I didn't know like they were gonna eat it like so violently. Like I just like chew it like ah. Like,
they put it like in a sandwich with vegetables and then they like chew it like it's like a hot dog or something.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. I don't know. Maybe I like it. I'll see. So yeah, anybody else with weird foods in their mind?
When I was a little girl, I heard that in some province of China, there are people making soup out of a baby.
Oh.
The baby soup. I never saw it, I never eat it, but I heard that it's a thing.
Is it a baby person or like baby animal?
Baby person.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I never know is it a true thing or just imaginary.
It's just a rumor.
I think so.
Do they come in chocolate
scary.
Flavors?
Wow, that's disgusting. How did you know? Do you have one?
No, but it's for men to be more energetic in bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I know the
number three.
Baby
dead baby.
Alright,
keep them coming, guys.
Okay, let's stop about talking about this. It's so disgusting. Disgusting.
Wait, okay. Before I stop you there, let me get you one. Did you know in Japan they have this penis festival and everything would have like a penis shape?
Oh yeah.
Oh, of course you. Oh, of course you would know.
I heard someone cut his own penis.
No.
Cook it for
his girlfriend.
No. For someone else.
That's a different story. Oh my god. I was talking like they would make like a.
Not real penis.
Yeah, dude, like a waffle maybe, or...
An artist?
Yeah. Wow, he probably only...
Maybe he wants to reach a new level.
New
level. Wow,
so,
totally
you
a artist, new
like,
level.
You just have to cut something.
I would rather be normal. Oh, you would probably be the first one to eat it. Oh my god, it's chocolate flavor. Oh yes.
Make it spicy.
Make it spicy, you would eat it? Oh shit. Alright. No, but basically in Japan they have this penis festival and everything is like the shape of a penis, like a waffle maybe, some cake, ice cream in the shape of a penis, and everyone would eat it. It's like, I don't know, it's just like for fertility so that you would have good luck in having a baby. So
good
yeah.
luck.
It's good luck. It's just like everyone smiling with a penis next to their face, like not a real penis, you know, like a cake penis, and then like pretending to eat it. It's a festival in Japan. It happens like once a year. So if you want to have a baby, everyone goes there. Yeah, you should go, dog.
I don't want to have a baby.
Oh my god. You just want to eat, but you don't want to have a baby.
Okay, the next question is, because of the location, even now in my dormitory, we'll have an argument on this. So, the first one, who is coming from south of China?
Okay, shout out her name.
Me.
Who are you?
Your name, yeah.
You forgot your name, okay.
We could counting numbers. One, two.
Only two?
What?
No, you guys are having problems. No, I'm not from China.
I don't know.
From
I'm from South China.
Okay, Philippines. Okay. So, I want to ask the only two, a boy and a girl in the North. How can you bear to have steamed bun as staple? How could you live without rice and soup?
No, I'm actually a rice person. Like, I have to eat it 3 meals a day, and I'm not such a fan of noodles or buns.
So what about you, Edward?
Well, actually, I hate eating like bun or rice without anything. Because like every time I eat in the cafeteria in our school, it's like every time I have some rice left. Because I need to have a lot of things to go with it for everybody.
So it's not normal for all of you to love the steamed bun.
All right, so I guess that's it for the culture difference.
Yes, it's for the culture differences.
Since Jack don't have much to say.
I love rice and meat together. That's about it.
So which one do you prefer? What's your favorite food?
Kung Pao Chi Ding. No, it's like the number one favorite foreigner food in China.
Because it's the easiest thing.
What about the illegal gutter oil?
Oh, that's delicious. No, I don't like
that. rat meat.
Rat meat. I don't know about that one. Maybe I'll try dog.
Actually, you've probably already eaten rat meat. Because they say like a lot of lamb, they say it's lamb,
right.
But it's actually rat meat.
They say like the chowar, like the barbecue was made of rat meat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know if it's rat meat or not, but some of them, they're definitely not rat.
Yeah, of course. Like, I would know if it's rat.
Yeah, maybe. You would know if it's rat? Like, how many rats
are
eating?
Like, if I saw a rat moving into the restaurant, that was like, oh, you probably serve rat.
But I probably think it's okay.
Then, like, I see, like, people walking in the restaurant every day. So, what do they serve?
They serve dead babies. That was
that's where the dead baby soup come from.
Specialties, you know? They came up fat, they come in fat, they come out, like, super thin.
You know, in different places, even if it's the same food, people have different ways to cook it.
Yeah.
What is the most unforgettable food you have ever eaten in your life, and where did you eat it?
Well, it's definitely the hot pot. I ate it with my family before I came to Beijing. It's really unforgettable. I really miss them.
So it's the hot pot in Sichuan, right? Your hometown, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sichuan hot pots are really delicious, I know.
Yes.
And also very spicy. I couldn't stand it.
And that gives Jet diarrhea.
Yeah, right? Like, seriously, though? Like, I had, like, ex-girlfriends that were from Sichuan, right? And then when we all go to the...
Ex-girlfriends?
Yeah. Two of them, alright? Wow. One is from Chengdu, one is from Suining.
You like spicy girl, right?
I like them sweet, spicy, sour, salty. Just bring it. Like, I don't care. Just don't make them dead babies. Alright. No, it's like, it's really weird because when I go out with a girl, like a Sichuan girl or friend, they would say, oh, try it. It's not spicy. It's like, it is spicy. It is spicy. Seriously, like, the level of spice that you have, I think, it's totally different. Your tongues are probably dead, right?
You enjoy it, right?
No. Like, no. When I bite it, I start sweating, you know, and then I start to think, like, holy God, this is going to come out in a few minutes, right? So it's like, it's so hard, like, you're eating in a mall, and then you're having a good time with your girl, and then you're starting to sweat. Like, I'm the only one sweating in the restaurant. And then I could feel, like, the wet shit, like, on my ass. Like, it's about to come out. And if I laugh, it would stick to my underwear. And it's so weird. Because, like, if I'm not careful, like, my stomach is a bit sensitive. So, like, oh, my God. Especially if I eat something too spicy. one bite, and then after that, I would leave. I was just like, oh my god, emergency. I have to, like, my dog died. I have to go. But actually, I would go and take a shit somewhere in a good, like, if, and then it's going to be very messy, so I don't want to, like, see them again.
What if your girlfriend wants to kiss you after she had eaten spicy food?
Well, when she eats, I tell her to brush her teeth. Like, you're not going to get some jet if you don't brush your teeth, right?
Maybe that's why you have broken up with them.
Yeah, I think it's maybe you broke up with them because she wanted to kiss you and that you shit it all over.
We were in the restaurant, we were kissing so good, and then shit came out. No. That's wrong. The problem is, like, after she eats something spicy and she does something with her mouth. Everyone found out what it was.
I didn't understand.
That's so exhilarating. And Neil is like,
what? Right. We don't do that outer face.
We don't have spicy food.
Yeah.
We eat people. So yeah, no, but it's okay. At least, like, when they eat spicy food, I usually, when we talk, I don't look at her face because, like, I could smell the spice, and it's a bit weird for me. No, it doesn't make me shit, but it's like, but it's just so weird, and I would know, like, I would just really give her some candy or maybe brush her teeth, and then that was a bit, after that, everything's good, you know?
Yeah. That's it? The end?
No, this is like a clap. No, this is like, this is a clap. No, this. 3 seconds.
That's why Jet needs to eat, like, some balls, and
that's why I need some dead babies, you know? Yeah. You're like, 1, 2, 3, all right, thank you, baby, I'm going to sleep, good night. No, no, Mika, no, kissing, watch a movie, not
your fun.
Oh.
Naughty girl.
So before your food and girlfriend, you choose the food, not the girlfriend, because of you have different tastes.
No, basically, you don't choose a girl because of what she eats. That's a very bit weird, like, if you go out on a date, for example, me and Dormy go to a date. I was like, hey, Dormy, what do you like to eat? I like to eat spicy shit. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry, we cannot get together.
No,
I would probably.
We can't get together. We can't eat spicy and you have shit.
I'd be like, no, we can't get together. I probably shit every day and I don't want to use all my money to buy tissues.
You don't shit every day?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do, like, wait. I do shit every day, 3 times a day, every 8 o'clock. 2 o'clock, and then before I go to sleep.
You have a healthy lifestyle.
I have a schedule. My phone would alarm. This jet time to shit. I was like, okay. So it's like every time in class, I have to go to shit. No.
You shit 3 times a day.
Yeah, 3 times a day. It's like,
wow,
it's healthy.
Lucky you.
Lucky
how
me.
Could you produce it by eating a lot?
I eat a lot of stuff.
Okay.
No, but basically, if you eat the food in the evening, it would come out in the morning, and the things you eat in the morning, it would come out in the evening, and sometimes in lunch, it would come out like.
Not that quick.
Well, I have a very quick metabolism.
Yeah, see, like, if you eat spicy, come out right away. So
if I eat spicy, every 30 minutes, I would go to the toilet. Like, I would have, like, if I'm in the. If I am in a dorm, I would, like, the toilet, I would put my name on there. It's like, every 30 minutes, Jet will be here. So, keep out, alright?
Okay, so, like, Jet's throat and stomach and intestines is, like, a big, huge pipe. So, the thing is, that goes in, like, goes straight out. Like,
yeah.
You know what, Jet? You should go and, like, sell smelly tofu. You're gonna get a lot of profit. You know, you can have ingredients every day.
Oh, shit, like, I can have, like, regular tasting tofu and I can have, like, spicy tasting tofu, you know? That would be so cool. And, you know, Jessica would be my number one. Like, she...
I don't want to eat it.
She would have a membership card, you know, like... Every time you buy my tofu, I put, like, one sticker. And if you have, like, 10 times, I would give you 1 free stick of tofu. Yeah, that's a good business. Thank you, Edward. I would think about it. I hope the government lets me do it.
The government will ban.
Will ban me?
Yeah.
It would make me a national treasure.
They will arrest you. They
would arrest me. No, they would keep me in China and then make me feed it to everyone.
And they feed you every day.
Did you know?
What?
Did you know? Guys, study hard, alright? Like, educate yourself. Did you know in ancient Greece, alright, back in the day, people used to eat their shit?
You know, in Japan, there's actually a very famous dish. It's called, like, the shit of a virgin.
In Japan? Is the shit of a virgin?
Yeah. Like, they choose a virgin when they're very small, and then they feed her, like, very special
food. Just vegetables, not meat.
Uh-huh. And then when she's about, like, how old?
18 years old.
18 years old. Like she shit and it's a very famous dish. It's very expensive.
Holy crap. So it's like in the menu you would see a picture of a girl and then you're like, I like this girl, and she would come to your table to take a shit on your plate.
Yeah, and you have to pay a lot of money for that.
Like, okay. Oh, it reminds me of a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant is this?
It has a theme that the restaurant
the
is
restaurant, yeah.
decorated the with the toilet. Right, and
this is the authentic one. Like
and it sold all kinds of ice cream in the shape of a shit.
Oh, yeah, and the plate, they're in the shape of toilets, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you are sitting on the toilet, right?
Okay. Very good restaurant for Jet.
What about the grease? People eating shit in
their life. Oh yeah, alright, good. Good thing you're still interested, alright? So basically back in the days, eating shit was not really a bad, it wasn't a bad thing. It was actually normal.
Yes, they don't have enough food.
Yeah, also that, and maybe it's like something sexual, like
so eat your partner's shit, that's
anyone's shit. Like if it's on the floor, it's like, ooh, free food.
Wow.
Right? Or it's like if you're not hungry, you put it in a bag, it's like, ooh, dinner later.
So it's like people have to hide their shit or somebody's gonna steal it.
So yeah. So it's like after you take a shit, you put it in your bag. It's like, ooh, snacks. Like, so when you watch like a fight or a like, gladiator game, you eat it.
It's like popcorn today. Right?
Yeah, like, ooh, like crispy. So you can put the shit on the sun to make it crispy, you know, and you eat it. That's good. Oh yeah. So and also for basic survival in the wild, if you have no food or like. Have you heard of people stuck after an earthquake? They're stuck in a.
Oh yeah.
They eat their own shit and they drink their own pee. Yeah.
That's necessary.
Yeah, that's necessary, but it means it's doable.
Yeah.
Right.
But
Linda looks miserable.
Linda was like, I'd rather die. Don't you like imagine it like taking a shit, putting it in your hand,
oh my God.
And then like looking at it is like, is this a good idea?
Let's go back to the topic.
Yeah. Alright, so like, okay, what else you got for you?
Yes, the next question. You know, in our real life, there is another kind of people in this world. They eat at any time, anywhere, and they don't gain weight. They just keep the most charming finger and they told you, how fat am I? So how can you balance your weight with your stomach? Don't eat.
No,
it's simple. But the delicious food is inevitable.
Yeah, like, actually, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? One of your girlfriends? Who is?
I had some girlfriends before who would eat like a monster. Like, I eat a lot, right? And then after I eat, they would still eat for 30 more minutes and they would not get fat, seriously, and they don't even do too much exercise. It's like, I think there's three. Actually, what do you guys think? Because I'll explain it to you later. I actually know why this happened. How do you keep a good figure? Dormy, you look very sexy. That's what I say. Like, how do you do it?
I think I'm the kind of person Jessica just said. I eat a lot, but I don't get fat.
What do you eat?
I think the reason, what do I eat? What do you mean? I eat normal food.
Okay. All right, continue.
Okay, I think it's about my digestion system is not so good. And it don't digest every nutrition I got in, so I just don't get that.
Like, where does this thing go? So it's like you eat it in, but you don't digest it, and you don't shit it out?
I shit it out.
Oh my God, Dormy shit. This is news, I didn't know. I thought it was like the North Korean president, he doesn't take a shit.
But it's like the same amount, like you shit the amount of the thing you eat every day. If not, then where do the other things go?
I'm just trying to explain. The reason why some people don't get fat, I think it's about digestive system.
How about you guys? Do you know why? I actually know why. I just want to hear if you have any weird explanation.
You know, I want to ask a question. As for men, you better choose a girl with a sexy figure like a Victoria's Secret girl or just a girl who really like eating. But, you know, in there is a sentence in China, a girl who likes eating hot will bring good luck to his husband.
A girl who eats a lot, you have to spend a lot of money to feed her, right? Like, I'm not that rich. Like, I would feed you some, like, gai fan, like, 12 yuan. Like, that would be enough. But, like, if a girl would go and eat, like, sushi, crabs, and all those, like, 300 a night,
I would die. Like, I would rather, like, actually, it doesn't really matter. As long as she pays, I don't care.
Just if your girlfriend drag you to a beautiful restaurant, she ordered many dishes, so will you tell her to stop or just...
Of course not. As a man, I would like to feel like I am very strong. I can take care of you. But, like, as I'm looking at the menu, I see the prices. And then...
Like, secretly cry?
No. That's the...
Something shot in my eye.
I don't cry first. I cry later. But first, like, I see the... I was like, oh, it's a bit expensive. And then she said, like, ooh, I would like this one. And it's the expensive one. And
it's not good for your body.
No. I'll be like, babe, are you sure? Like, I think this one looks a lot better. I would have picked, the cheapest one. But, like, if she keeps on insisting, I'm like, okay, you can order that. And I would... order something cheaper. No, I would order something cheaper. It's like, I'm not hungry anyways. I'll just eat rice and some soy sauce, and then that would be fine. That would be good. But girls who eat a lot is actually a bit sexy, don't you think? Right, Edward, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. Well, the girls that eat, I don't care if they eat a lot or not.
I mean, never mentioned about the money. Never mentioned about the price.
But this aspect, okay, so it doesn't matter about the price?
Just you love your girl, little Ron. A little bit round and get fatty.
Oh,
just have a.
Oh, so your question was actually, do I like a girl, a sexy girl or a chub fat girl? Right?
No, that's fat.
Chubby.
Yes, lovely.
Like who? Tell me a name. Like who? Fat like who? But you have to be careful.
I'm not gonna say it.
Or you would die before you get out of here. Fat like who? Jessica, do you have the balls?
Like
to say?
Me, yeah.
Oh, not really. I don't know. I never saw you naked, so I don't know how fat you really are. But I'll see you later. No, to be honest, I don't mind about the shape of the girl because I had from...
Oh, really? That's being honest?
I'm so honest. I had from extra, extra large to extra small. Right? So...
Since he has experienced so much.
Yeah,
so he doesn't mind.
Yeah, it's not about the size. It's about your emotions, right?
It's about the face, right? As long
it's
as
not the face.
Pretty.
Look, a fat, pretty face would still look like a big face. Like, it's all over the place, right? It's a very big thing. It's not cruel. It's true. If it's...
Cruel.
Does it hurt? Truth hurts, okay? So, yeah. But how about you girls? Would you care if your guy is chubby or sexy or muscles?
As long as they're pretty.
As long as the guy is pretty?
Yeah, hands on.
You guys are sick. How about you, Dormy? What would your guy be like? What would you be like?
I think my criteria changes over time. Okay. And in my junior, I like those kind of thing. Guys who look very educational with glasses. Yes, I love glasses at that time, and now I think when I came to college and I
Edward is wearing his glasses, aren't you?
And I think guys should be a little bit muscular, but not that much. Too much muscle will make me feel sick.
Edward is trying to find the only piece of muscle in his body right now.
Mine's too big, you know. I can't find it. So everyone, please be careful what you put in your mouth. Okay. Wash it.
I want to recommend one more dish.
Okay. Good. Okay. Right.
I know a dish that you ate mounts of yogurt and your shit came out. It's like pure and white shit.
I don't even know why you know this.
Is
it based on experience?
No. Before our ending, I have to say that foreigners, please don't judge us because of the whole dead baby soup. We are nice people. We don't
do
that.
It's not true. It's a rumor.
Yeah, we don't kill the babies. We eat them alive.
Chinese are right. Are nice, sweet people.
And that's what people do with babies.
That's what people do with babies.
Hey, we don't do that, alright? We don't cook babies. I think wherever Neil is from, that's what they do. Alright, look at him smiling right now.
A sweet smile.
So, yeah. Okay, so, I guess that will be all of today's show. Dear audience, I hope that next time you are ready to put something in your mouth, you better think twice before you take the leap. Nice having you guys today. That will be all of today's Banana Hot Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Wait on this for a while. This is Banana calling. Can I help you?
This is Banana call in. I'm your anchor Jessica. Let's expect who is the caller today. Hello, can I help you?
Well, I'm calling basically to complain. You know, I just can't figure out why some people eat a lot, but they just don't get fat. It's so unfair, you know.
You know, people don't get fat just because they consume more calories than they get. Maybe when you can't see them, they will exercise. Who knows that?
And you know what pissed me off? Some green tea bitches always upload selfies with food, you know, and it's like they are showing off. Look, guys, I eat a lot and I don't get fat.
Yeah, that bothers me a lot. You know, there are always some people who stay in bed and have snacks anywhere, anytime, and just say, I'm so fat, but they don't just get fat. They have the most perfect finger in this world, and they just always shout around, I'm so fat. You just ignore them, okay?
Yeah, I got it. And, you know, how can I stop myself from eating midnight snack? You know, when it's getting darker and darker, there is a voice in my head. Just eat, it's fine. Being happy is the most important thing in the world.
There are two ways to stop you. The first one is brush your teeth at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, just before getting midnight, and you will see, if I have snacks, I will have go to the ghosty, dark toilet to brush my teeth again. It's horrible, you know, so I just can't do that, so I always brush my teeth at 6 o'clock to preventing myself have snacks at midnight. And the second choice is you can attach your photos on the snack bag and then attach Angela Baby's photos on the snack bag, and you will talk to yourself, if you don't eat, you will get thin like her. It's difficult at first time, but if you stick to it, you will see the power of your will. Wish you success.
Well, that way I'll hate Angela Baby even more. Okay, the last question. How can I keep fit?
Maybe you have tired of hearing that word. And go upstairs, go downstairs, and exercise, run, and jump, and dance like that thing. I can tell you the most useful way in this world, but it's a bit difficult, is to have a relationship with a boy.
Okay, Jessica, thank you.
This is all for our today's call-in. Thank you, our guests, and welcome back next week.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。